Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, JP, the Chiefs are about two games out of the playoffs, that last playoff spot in the AFC, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid was asked about his level of confidence that his team can make the playoffs this year.
I'm telling you, we're going to go after you every game. You know, that's how we roll. We're going to try to tickle your tonsils on every play, every game. That's the attitude that we're coming in with, and then you let the chips fall where they may.
Is it entirely possible he just doesn't get what he's saying there?
I think it's funny is all it is. I'm going to try to tickle your tonsils.
I'm like a little convinced that Andy Reid has not like had a coitus experience in like 20 years. Like his new coitus is cheeseburgers.
Okay. Well, then so he's had a lot of coitus.
He might like that guy's incognito page is just like the menu to Swenson's. Like that's where Andy Reid is. That's why it's hard for me to be like, this dude's bumping and grinding over there and getting a little nasty.
I don't know that had anything to do with the tonsils part of it. I just think it's a funny saying, is it not?
Now
I kind of want to say it.
You don't get the reference?
You think he was going...
I think there's a connotation.
I did not cross my mind in the slightest.
So are you confident?
I just thought it was a funny line. I don't know.
No, it's a funny line, but it's also there's another meaning to it.
What is that meaning?
What do you think?
I don't know, you tell me.
Are you confident the Chiefs will be in the playoffs?
I'm not confident they'll be in the playoffs. It's funny, we just saw up on the TV, Danny Parkins was trying to make the argument that that if the Chiefs miss the playoffs this year, their Super Bowl window and this dynasty stays running. It still exists into next year. And I'm like, no, the moment you miss the playoffs, your dynasty, you have to restart this thing. Doesn't matter. You have to restart this thing from a dynasty perspective.
Also, Cedric Mullins, Orioles outfielder, to the Rays on a one-year deal pending a physical. Was it like $7 million? Is that just too much? Can we just not get it? I'm not doing it. They're working. The Guardians are working to upgrade their offense, and they certainly haven't said that the two previous years and then came up with Lent. This is the year.
Omaha!
All right, I want to get your feel on this one. Adam Schefter was on ESPN earlier today, and he was pondering whether or not Justin Jefferson will ask for a trade from the Vikings. It's not gone well recently. Max Brosmer had what I think might be one of the worst football plays I've ever seen.
Not great facial hair either.
No.
Kind of looks like a pirate.
There's two plays I've watched on repeat all weekend long, I feel like. It was that play, which is one of the worst plays imaginable, and then the Younghoe Koo duffed field goal. Which
poor
I've
bastard.
Watched a lot. I've probably watched that clip maybe 35 times.
And I felt so bad for him because I know what he was saying, but man, it just didn't look good.
I got it. Like you said, he tried to pull up. I get it, but it looked awful, and it's so funny to me. And then obviously the golfers in my life, you know, that's just, you just, you're just duffing a chip is all you're doing.
I've definitely done that too.
Yeah, you just hit it a little fat. I get it, but like that was I've never seen that on the football field before.
No. I mean, I've seen kickers do like the double pump,
and we've definitely seen them shank. Oddly enough, I was thinking about this in the just randomly one of those football thoughts over the weekend. Is I'm like, you don't see in kickoffs, you don't ever see a guy just whiff.
Yeah,
it just does not happen. You see him shank it. You see some really bad kicks. You see some really bad punch. You never see him kick
out of bounds, but you don't see him just miss it.
And then there's, Brown special teamers, to when they're supposed to play special teams, think that they're playing wide receiver and keep their feet in bounds. You see that happen. It does happen.
So maybe that's the problem. Brown special teamers think they're playing wide receiver, and then wide receivers like Jerry Jeudy maybe thinks he's playing special teams.
That could be part of the problem.
Just got to explain it.
So anyway, so could the Vikings trade Justin Jefferson? Should they trade Justin Jefferson?
They shouldn't, but... We know with wide receivers, it is, I mean, maybe not to the level of Justin Jefferson, but it does feel like once every year, once every other year, an elite wide receiver is dealt in the NFL.
I mean, I could easily see him being the one that has the issue and going up at the end of the season and saying, this wasn't good enough. I've never seen a game where Justin Jefferson completes with two receptions for 4 yards. That's unheard of, and he's gone from what is unquestionably, Nick, it was Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson as the top two wide receivers in this league. I don't know what to do with him right now. It's not like his talent's gone anywhere, but his production certainly has because he doesn't have the quarterbacks right now, and so, his reputation is taking a hit. He is no longer perceived as one of the best wide receivers, at least top two in the sport right now, and that's not really much of his fault.
I just think if we put together a list of wide receivers that I would be shocked if they were ever traded from their current team. Ja'Marr would be first, Justin Jefferson would be second, and I think right now, Jackson Smith and Jigba, just because of the run he's on, he's now added to that, even if I don't know that'll stick long term.
What's the price on Justin Jefferson?
Oh, it's going to be 2 firsts, right?
I mean, it feels like we start every conversation at 2 firsts. I guess that's a good launching point. I do wonder if he'd command a third.
A third first?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he'd get it.
Laramie Tunsil was one time traded for 3 firsts. Like, it does happen.
Well, but he had the bong mask.
Yeah.
That was an added value. Omaha! You can get high with him. That's, you know. Ohio State OC Brian Hartline leaving for the South Florida Bulls job. Do you like this move for Brian Hartline? Do you like this move for South Florida?
Yeah, I think it's a good move. I don't have too many strong takes on this. Like, he's developed wide receivers at an elite rate at Ohio State. It kind of feels like you should want to be a head coach instead of going to the NFL and being a wide receivers coach. So go ahead and do it. This is your path, though. This is what you have to do.
I think the only surprise to me, and South Florida is a good job, or regarded as a good job amongst Power 5 or Power 6 jobs. I don't know that it's a great job, which some people have posited it as. I think Alex Golish getting that program where it is, I mean, that's still the program that ended Charlie Strong's career as a head coach. It's done that for a couple guys.
Is he the one just ended up at Auburn?
Charlie Strong?
No. Yeah, Golish.
Is at Auburn.
I loved his introductory press conference. The bit that I saw that was going through where they asked him, because obviously the former coach there had a big problem with golf, and they're like, so do you golf? And he went through like all his kids golfing, and then he was like, I like football more than I like golf. End of story.
Smart answer. You know, he's Russian, like off the boat Russian. Born in Russia is more.
Okay,
you don't take a boat from Russia to America.
I believe it. I didn't detect some sort of like big Putin accent or anything there.
I come to America to coach football.
I don't like golf.
And steal your nuclear codes.
I drink your vodka.
It's crap, but I drink it.
My only surprise is I thought Brian would get a better job. I thought he'd get like a Power 4 job. I think that's my surprise.
Yeah, the way that he was commanded by the NFL, I just kind of assumed that. I just thought he was going to end up in the NFL one day. I really did. Not as a head coach. I thought he'd just be a wide receivers coach, and then he'd work his way up, and then he'd be offensive coordinator, and he'd take a very Tommy Reese-esque projection, and that's kind of what I thought one day would happen. Now, do you think an actual step back will happen for Ohio State wide receivers?
No.
I don't either.
And this is no disrespect to Brian. They were bringing in the Mike Thomases and the Chris Olaves before Brian got there.
Yeah.
But do I think... I think this is a more important hire to get right, replacing Brian Hartline, than I think Chip.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Kelly was like Chip Kelly was just a really smart offensive coach. I don't know. Chip was like the greatest recruiter ever. Like Brian, because Brian, people talk about wide receivers, guys. Brian recruited everybody, and he was like, "Listen, Anymore is a great recruiter. Just a guy that shows up and go here, take my monies." I don't know, but I do know that there are certain guys that just that have a reputation and just being able to get anyone. Hartline's one of those dudes.
All right, I'm going to take a little bit of a gamble here because I don't know if you have zero interest in this, but the NBA is very about this story. Chris Paul is released by the Clippers today, and Ty Lue, apparently the two of them weren't on speaking terms for weeks on end before we ended up with this. They're off to a miserable start to the season. Clippers are just unraveling. Whether that's a Pablo Torre or not, the Clippers are unraveling. Any interest in the idea that Chris Paul, at the very end of his career, goes out in what seems to be the worst way imaginable?
I mean, it was the only way Chris Paul could go out, right? Like, Chris Paul, for as great of a basketball player as he is, as much regular season stuff he accomplished, other NBA players hate that dude. And they hated playing with him. They hated playing against him. They just, like, and that's part of what made Chris Paul great, by the way. But I always kind of wondered, does Chris want to end his career in L.A.? Because maybe he thinks he can wiggle his way into replacing Ty Lue. And I wonder if Ty Lue sensed that. Because Chris is like
you think he's going to be a coach one day?
I don't know, but I could see him going for that play. And remember, like, Chris kind of has like the Kobe style of leadership.
Yeah.
Where he just antagonizes everybody. That, I really don't know that works in 2025. Hell, I don't know it worked at the end with Kobe in 2012, where there were like C-list teammates wanting to punch Kobe out.
He leaves as the Clippers franchise leader in total assists and steals per game. That's wild to me.
It's trying to explain Chris Paul 20 years from now. I don't know it's going to be, because he was great. One conference finals? I don't think the Clippers reached one with CP3.
Not with the Clippers. He went with
Phoenix. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that, I mean, gosh, what an unremarkable run that was,
Houston too.
Oh, that's right, with James Harden. Good call. Senior research analyst.
He might be more remembered for his State Farm commercials than anything he did on the basketball court at this point.
So we don't have this in basketball.
Incessant commercials for insurance.
We don't have this in basketball because everybody gets into the Hall of Fame. I actually just got into basketball.
And he'll get in there. Yeah, you did. You paid $5 at the door.
But if we used like the NFL or Major League Baseball standards, is it a hot take to say I think Chris Paul's in the Hall of Very Good?
No, it is a hot take. He's in the Hall of Fame. He made the 75th anniversary team.
He's played 20 years. Anybody should make the damn team if you're 20 damn years.
Yeah, he did enough. He just didn't accomplish enough from
player on a team? Other than the damn Hornets, that does not count. We can all agree. Was he ever the best player on a potential championship contender? There.
No, the Hornets run is where you get it.
Yeah.
That's really it. Yeah.
And that's really the Pelicans. I mean, I think we all know Pelicans. Continue to come back to Pelicans is just a weak ass name for a franchise.
I think
I'm a Guardians fan.
Like,
I know. I'm like, oh no, there's a pelican. Move out of the way. There are gators. All right.
Yeah.
Like Louisiana's got gators. They've got Cajuns. They've got a million things that'll kill you, and pelicans.
I'm trying to think who else was on the like early Clippers teams when he was constantly finishing in the top five in league MVP.
It was Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan. And a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, no, like I mean, I'm trying, like, because he was consistently top five in MVP in those years, and there was a real stretch where he was there, but I really don't remember him as being the best player on any of those teams.
Was he ever okay? I know maybe that your MVP conversation was Chris Paul ever one of the five best players in the NBA?
No. Again, he made a lot. Yes. There was definitely a timeline there. There was a stretch from 2011 to like 2016 where he was legitimately top 10. Right here, he finished third in league MVP, fourth in league MVP, seventh in league MVP, sixth in league MVP, and then sixth in league MVP. So over a 5 year stretch, he was unquestionably a top 10 player in the sport.
By MVP voting. Subject to narratives.
Also making three straight all NBA first teams in that stretch. And
subject to narratives.
Five straight all defensive first teams in that stretch.
Subject to narratives.
Like he was, we're not making him one of the game's best, but it was, you know, he was top 10.
If you said right now, I can choose Baron Davis at the start of his career or Chris Paul at the start of his career.
Now this feels insulting. Now this feels insulting.
Have we forgotten how magic Baron Davis was? I'll fight both of you
on this.
We're
getting into an Archie Manning territory for me again.
Baron Davis. I'm not talking about getting sold so your contract sucks, Baron Davis. I'm talking peak, like early years Baron Davis. I'll fight all of you. Research analyst, what you got to say?
Now, I think that Baron Davis was great for a few years in there, but I'll gladly take Chris Paul over Baron Davis.
A lot of empty calories over there, Mac. Don't want to put it on the waistline. The
two-time All-Star Baron Davis.
Yeah, just keep talking about other things that people vote on and not, you know, ball. Do you know ball?
Is that what that is?
As the Mike Singletary of NBA talk on this station.
Yeah.
I got nothing on this one. When we come back, fine. Sports. Now, the Browns in the draft and would you trade up? Also not a great tease. See you in five.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.